escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book.
That is Chris Ronji.
Afternoons on the Score.
A torque bomb. High fly ball. Deep left field and off the pole. Torque bomb in the ninth inning and a Tigers lead. Testing the limits of Wright Field. 2-1. Thanks, Torque.
He said, how about a Torque bomb? Whack! That get the boys fired up.
Yes, sir.
Watching Torkelson lean into trying to keep that ball fair was entertaining, even though it meant the White Sox have lost 7 out of their last 8 games.
There was a lot in there. There was Jason Benetti going, thanks, Torque. We're used to thanks, Cubs, around these parts. And the celebration at Wright Field for the visiting team. And requesting the bomb and getting it. That's power of the broadcaster for he and Andy Dirks.
See, people don't always talk about the announcer's jinx. Like, they should also talk about the announcer being a soothsayer. Is one of the many talents of one Jason Benetti. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hi, Jason Benetti.
Hey, guys. How great was the visual of Spencer Torkelson? You said it, Lawrence. Like, I was just talking to our producer before you guys called. That was awesome. Like, him leaning, like putting up a picture in his living room, like, is it a little to the left? That was awesome.
Picturing him with a level as he's running down there, like, I think he's got it. Yeah.
Just leave it. I feel like 8 minutes. You're like, just leave it. That's fine.
How often do you ask for a home run? Because I feel like we all kind of remember Ed Farmer doing that a lot. Ed Farmer would be like, you know what would be great here? A bomb. That'd be really good. That'd be really good to get right here. And then sometimes he'd get it. He'd be like, he's a genius. It's just a brilliant way of doing it.
You take the ball, you throw it at his head. That's how you stop him. I love you, Farmio. I love you, Farmio. So not often. We had been talking earlier in the telecast about how the White Sox had used a bunch of their bullpen, and they might end up in a situation where they needed to use somebody that wasn't like a fantastic matchup, the way they used the bullpen against Cleveland the last couple of days. and they brought in a left-hander, and Torque has been hitting lefties pretty well. So it's like, yeah, that'd be a nice time for it. And it's not a 0% chance, as we say on FanDuel Sports Network. Odds, as always, are subject to change. But it wasn't a 0% chance.
Jason, with the Tigers going into the All-Star break, there was a bit of a tailspin that they went in. How did they spin out of it?
You mean that 2-12 stint that
yes,
they had?
Yes, that's the stint I was talking yeah. about.
Yeah, I loved Tailspin growing up. Great cartoon. So, no, the what I think it was, honestly, is you have a bunch of guys that hit for power that weren't hitting for power. Losing Kerry Carpenter for about a month to the IL was enormous. I mean, we showed it yesterday. Since last year, slugging against right-handed pitching specifically, he's third in Major League Baseball. He can absolutely ruin your day if you're a right-handed pitcher. And the Tigers, when they don't have that, Riley Green gets specifically targeted. It's like, bring in your lefty out of the bullpen for Riley Green and cause trouble for him. With Carpenter in the lineup, you have to pick your pocket. And so I think that's huge. I also think, like, some fortification to the bullpen. Kyle Finnegan really does help. Like, he's got a poise about him. He's been phenomenal since coming over from Washington. So it's a little added depth in a couple places, the offense and the bullpen, that have put this team back on track.
So that's interesting to see that happen. And you were just in St. Louis on Saturday to see the Cubs were in, you know, a minor tailspin, which was not as good a cartoon.
They're obviously in a Brewers spin right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that's really what they are, and for the most part. But it's like, I mean, some of that is probably true for them too. They've just their power guys have not been power guys. It can look and feel so much worse than it actually is because of the length of a season, can it?
Yeah, home runs fix everything. They still do. I mean, pitching and defense is great, and you're going to need it in the playoffs. But, you know, when you out-homer the opponent, you win like two-thirds of the time in Major League Baseball. I don't know what the number is right now, but, like, that's true. When you out-homer teams, you generally win a lot of the time. And I think that's part of it for the Cubs. But also, you know, that Friday night in St. Louis was a 5-0 loss. But it was that same night that the Cubs hit a bunch of seeds all over the yard that didn't go for anything. And so we were talking to Craig Counsell about it and, like, how do you keep the guys on course? Like, how do you make them understand and conceptualize what you're doing is okay, the results aren't good enough? He's like, well, they understand intellectually. They still don't like it. And so they needed a day like Saturday, I feel like, to say, not only do the numbers say you're doing the right things right now, I know in the minor tailspin it wasn't always like that, but you need a jumping off point. Like, everybody needs a day to feel good to start something. And I think that was that Saturday for the Cubs.
When you see the Cubs, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I see a pretty dangerous team. I think it's one of the deepest lineups in Major League Baseball. When they came through to play the Tigers, you look like 1-9, especially when Carson Kelly is hitting like he was earlier in the year, when they're getting that kind of production from the catcher's spot, it's a really deep team. I think there are some great defenders on the team too, which is highly important in the playoffs. So I wouldn't want to play the Cubs in the postseason. I think the bullpen's good enough. I like Palencia a lot and what he can do to both righties and lefties when it's stuff great. So I think they're really deep. And I if I'm in the National League, I don't want to play the Dodgers for sure. The Brewers are obviously scary as all get out right now. Like, they could win 11 in a row in back-to-back months, which is nuts. And Philadelphia, like, we just saw Philly. They're unbelievable as well offensively. So I just think the National League is terrifying right now. But the Cubs are part of that.
Yeah, they are. And it really is. The Brewers, like, they've been to the playoffs 6 of the last 7 years. They won 93 games last year, you know, and it still feels like a surprise that they're this good. They just sometimes flame out in the playoffs like a lot of teams do. It's the crapshoot thing on some level. What does Scott Harris do that, if you know, is different than what Jed Hoyer does or is different than Theo Epstein? Like, I wonder how Scott Harris has grown from the tree that he sprouted from.
Yeah, I think that type of thing gets written when your tenure is over almost. You know, Scott has the thing that he's done similarly to what the Cubs did is I would argue that even this year, the Tigers are a year ahead of schedule. Scott has built, and Jeff and everybody there have built, a farm system that is the best in baseball right now. And there are some true daggers in AA, like a host of them. But I also think like what they've done is be clever in their decision-making and their roster construction to allow for a team to compete like the Cubs did in 2015. That's what the Tigers have felt like for more than a calendar year now. So I think that's where the similarity lies. And I think the differences kind of will come out in the wash when we see Scott in a prolonged period of winning, which he and Jeff and everybody plan to do based on the farm system.
Tigers announcer, national announcer, our friend Jason Benetti is joining us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Is there any difference between what last year feels like for the Tigers versus this year? Like the idea of, even if they're a year ahead, there are more expectations than there were going into the 2024 season. Is that real? Is it imagined? How would you describe it?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I would also say that, you know, a year ahead is the last thing any fan base wants to hear, because like, you made the playoffs last year. You should be better next year. And this team is showing the fruits of that. So like, I think the front office would probably say like, oh, this is a nice bonus considering what we think we're going to have in the next, you know, couple years. But I also think like this team and the way it's headed is being hunted. You can see teams understanding the Tigers' tendencies better. We showed a graphic yesterday. Riley Green in August had seen like 72% fastballs, a lot of them up in the zone, because, you know, everybody knows he's got this kind of loopy swing, like the biggest uppercut swing in all of Major League Baseball. Teams are catching on and expending time on the Tigers' tendencies more and more as they get more prominent. And as they like, I think part of this is hitters, when they're first in the big leagues for a year or so, you don't really know what the tendencies are yet. You know where the holes are, but you don't know where the corrections are going to be. So once you go through sort of a round of, you did this to me, my counter is this, your counter is that, then you see what they really have in the tank when you find another hole. And I think the Tigers are like that a little bit right now. So they are the hunted, and I think they embrace that. But also, look at their IL pitching-wise. Like, we were talking about it last night, and you forget about who's not there because you just have those 26 players. But if Jackson Jobe were healthy, this would be a very different rotation. They signed Alex Cobb. He hasn't hit the field yet. Like, there are six starting pitchers on the IL. And I do think part of this is you look at 69 and 51 without 13 of those days being 1-12, and you're probably thrilled.
Jason, I had the chance to be back over there at Rate Field on the broadcast level as part of the Cubs thing during Cubs Sox. It's part of the Cubs radio team. And I was like, oh, man, look. I said, the guy in the elevator is just like the sweetest guy in the world. And then the dude in charge of press row and letting you into the radio levels, like just some of some of the sweetest and kindest people to see them again. So what's it like for you now with some time and space? And what is a third visit back, a fourth visit back, a fifth visit back at this point? What's the experience like for you, like last night and today?
Yeah, there are some great people here. There are some really, really genuinely marvelous people. Like, Al is a really awesome guy. And by the way, if you meet him, he's a retired police officer. Al is a marvelous guy. He's out in the third level of Rate Field, as you said. He's the guy at the podium outside the broadcast booth. And yeah. He's phenomenal with the scanner. Like, the beep happens within 2 seconds.
It's very important.
He's like the Ted Williams of scanner. He's a Ted Williams of scanners. It's amazing. But he's a great guy. Like, there are some truly marvelous people. Like, Joe Grube, the stage manager
yes.
for White Sox TV, is one of the great people in all of Major League Baseball. He's a good friend. I love Joe. Some great camera folks, Mike Meyer, Dave Chella. I haven't seen Mike Gentile, but we were always up there talking about Succession and Breaking Bad and whatnot. Like, there are some people very close to my heart in this ballpark, and I just so happen to want their team to lose for a couple of days. It's fun now. It's really fun. It was a lot to show up here day one last year, and I really do appreciate the White Sox recognizing me and, like, caring that the fans might care. And it was very nice what they did on the video board. But I will tell you, when we came back in June, AJ Hinch was getting ready to do his press conference in the dugout, and he goes, "We're going to have to endure another tribute. We're going to do a video. We got a video." And then he goes, "A picture at least. Is there going to be a picture?"
What AJ doesn't know is that somewhere in the archives, there's a video tribute for him that didn't get played.
I would never have responded to him, "There will only be a photo if you sign it." Would never have done that.
No, that you're too classy. You are way too classy.
He leaves that up to people like us.
That banter wouldn't have led me down that road.
Nope, not at all. So Jason, you were here when the White Sox went and found Colson Montgomery. And it's been a rough couple of years for Colson Montgomery. He went back to hitting school, and there seems to be some progress made. I'd love to know, from the guy that you heard about to the guy that you saw, what do you think is different about him?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I like hitting school. It sounds like I'm in the Dukes of Hazzard. Off to hitting school, it's great.
Now Colson Montgomery needed to go back to hitting school.
That's right.
It's true.
So I do think you can't miss right now. You know, like, if you miss to him out over the plate, the power's there. We saw it last night. The ball he hit 450 or whatever earlier this year is mighty strength, and you're just like, you can't make that up. You know, I think the question will be swing and miss. How jumpy is he at the plate? Whatever. I would rather watch the whole series and then more to make a judgment, but, like, 10 home runs in 18 games isn't made up. Like, that's real. I would just say, though, you know, I loved watching Yermín Mercedes hit when he was rolling. I loved watching Daniel Palka hit when he was rolling. And I do think it goes back to the other conversation we had earlier about the Tigers. What happens when people figure out what Colson Montgomery in his current state can't do, right? And then they hit their spots over and over and over and over again. And then that's what makes a career now in Major League Baseball. I don't know if we've talked about this, but when Elvis Andrus was here a couple years ago, he said in a conversation in the clubhouse that it used to take like a month for the league to figure you out. Now it takes a day. And I think a lot about that in Major League Baseball. Like, one series, they know.
It's like a pitch.
They know right now.
When a new pitch finds its way to the league, Jason, like the kick change or whatever, it gets around in 2 weeks now. It's ridiculous how fast things happen.
How about the torpedo bat thing? Like, I know Colson Montgomery's using one, but, like, every coordinating producer in regional baseball was demanding there be a torpedo bat segment on their pregame show on April the 1st, and they weren't kidding. And then suddenly the Brewers have 71 wins, the team that got outscored 142,000-3 because of the torpedo bat.
And the Yankees have been a disaster over the last month and a half. And
Mariano got hurt at the old timers game.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the second time for you. Stay out of the outfield.
Right. Was there an ACL tear,
yes,
too?
In 2013.
Yeah.
Stay out of the outfield.
That's not good. One more hardcore baseball thing for you, Jason. Scooble. How? Because he's going to end up with a higher WAR. He's probably going to end up with more strikeouts than he had in his Cy Young winning year. He's amazing. That Sunday night game where it's the seventh inning and he's like, "Oh, let me just rear back and give you a one hundo on the gun here to get out of this jam that I'm in." He's amazing. How is he still getting better?
Yeah, we had him on the podcast. This is not everything, but we had him on our podcast with the Tigers. And he was talking about he's a younger brother. His older brother used to play basketball with him on the Nerf hoop, spot him 10 points, give him the ball, make it take it to 11, and he kept losing 11 to 10. It was like block shot, dunk, 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 layup, jump shot, dunk, 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 see ya, enjoy your day. And I do think there is this piece of him that is just so undeniably motivated to prove he is the best at every turn. Like, there was a strikeout the day the All-Stars got announced last year of Elly De La Cruz, where he reared back, fired, and then, like, a primal scream that belongs in a movie in slow motion came out of him. And I haven't had him specifically say it was for that reason, but the way he talks about motivation and wanting to be the best, like, that type of stuff drives him. He really cares about that. And I do think that's it for him. It's the motivation to be better than the other best, and kind of a wry sense of humor. He had thrown, Mike Petriello pulled this up on the StatCast broadcast, like all but one first pitch fastball in his major league career, in his starts, before that Sunday night game against the Twins. And he started Byron Buxton with a changeup. Huh. And Buxton gave him a look, and Scuba was like, sorry, bro. And, you know, then he spun him a breaking ball the next time on the first pitch, because Buxton likes swinging at first pitches. He's a very cerebral guy. He cares about the run game. Like, every detail you would want a pitcher to care about, he cares about. He is so unbelievably fun to watch. He's a great feeder, but he also is... he has that insatiable need to be great. Like, he reminds me of The Last Dance.
Man, that's awesome. Jason Benetti on Tarik Skubal. Jason's doing well in Detroit, happy in Detroit. And the Tigers wisely let him go do as much national stuff as he wants. It was really cool to hear you on Saturday night doing Cubs and Cardinals. And came in the next morning looking at highlights and heard this on the front end of the Matt Shaw triple.
Oh, hey, Boog. Shaw to left field. Swanson around second and to third. That ball's deep in the corner. Here comes Swanson. Shaw for third. He is saved. With an RBI triple.
So there's the triple, but at the front end, you heard this.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Boog.
Oh, hey, Boog, right there. So I'm thinking, that's really cool. So Boog Shambi not working on Saturday night, but must have just come by and, like, hung out, and he was in the booth. Turns out that's not even remotely true. What you were saying, hello to a non-existent Boog Shambi. Is that correct?
Yeah, I, you know, Don Quixote used to tilt at windmills, right? Like, I tilt at announcers. So I just see them in my sleep and all that. No, our statistician, Ed Sita, who's been Joe Buck's guy for the longest time, he does Monday Night Football, like the best in the business, Ed Sita, handed me a card that was like, the Cubs have hit for the cycle already. And I said, you know who likes the cycle more than anybody? Boog Shambi. And Smoltz and I had a laugh, and I said, oh, hey, Boog. And then Shaw triples. And sometimes as an announcer, you hear yourself say something, and you think, please don't let that be on the front end of a highlight. That time, I was like, please let this be a nine-run homer. I want that so badly to be part of some sort of detached thing that nobody has any idea, but they know it can only be one person I'm talking to, like specifically one human being. They say in broadcasting school, just act like you're talking to one person. So I took it literally.
Yes, you did some narrow casting.
Yes, you narrow casted right to Boog, and I bought it completely, hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, hey, Boog.
Gotta say, and now we'll welcome him on with that next time we bring him on.
I think that's a good idea. Are you guys playing baseball tonight or no?
I'm standing in the rain, actually, talking to you guys on the third level here. Now I sound like I'm doing a report. David Schuster.
Everybody hopes it won't rain.
Yeah.
Right. Now to Jerome Jurenovich in Denver. So I don't know. It basically is the Bare Naked Ladies' Brian Wilson right now. Like, we drove downtown in the rain. 9:30 on a Tuesday night is likely when we're going to play, I feel like. I think it's going to push through. I think we'll play, but I don't know. It wasn't even supposed to rain yesterday. Like, as a baseball announcer, you're supposed to be really attuned to the radar and be like, well, you know, there's a lot of green and there's a lot of red and it's possibly coming. I had no clue. It just started pouring, and I was like, what is this? What planet is this?
Hey, one more thing I wanted to tell you about the Saturday broadcast, by the way. You get amazing humanity out of Smoltz. Like, you and Smoltz, man, just it's a gift. And it's just, it's you because you're like a curious person and you're always looking to connect. And I got to tell you, John Smoltz sounds better with you than anybody. So good on you on that. Wanted to make sure you knew that.
Did you hear in the ninth inning when he said official scorers should be people who played the game? And I said back to him, so I can't be the official scorer. And he goes, well, you know, you have seen a lot. I go, that's not a yes. Not a yes. John is a great guy. John has his opinions. They're pretty hardline opinions about Major League Baseball. But I'm telling you, he has that same childlike curiosity about the game. Like, he will just be staring off in the distance and be like, oh, I'm playing the area code game. So the Cubs have scored 2, 4, and 1. That's an area code for Africa, he said on the telecast. And I looked it up. I was like, Gabon. He goes, yeah, I didn't know how to pronounce it, so I said Africa.
That's amazing.
That's slightly likable and fun. And like, I think the world of John. I really do.
That's awesome.
Well, we think the world of you, and we are grateful that you still come and visit and that things are going really well for you. And you're still out here being a great voice for the game. Actually, all of the games, because you call all of the games and all types of games, which is beautiful for us. So thank you for spending a few minutes in the rain with us.
But please work on your Schuster. All right. We need to really develop that.
He has got the Schuster down, including the toss to
Jerome Durenovich.
Yes. That is, as someone who sat next to David Schuster for plenty of years inside of Soldier Field,
yeah,
that's damn near perfect.
You didn't complain about the length of this hit enough to be David Schuster.
The Bears will get it back with 4:52 to go in the first quarter. It's a 3-0 lead at Soldier Field, and now to Atlanta and Kevin.
Perfect. Bye, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks for the whip around.
It's so true.
He's officially our around the NFL guy on a Sunday. He's doing a game. Whatever. Doesn't matter. He's our guy for a 15-second hit.
He's so great.
Incredible. Seriously, like Smoltz, sometimes Smoltz can come off like a caricature, and he's not, you know? I just think Jason is really gifted at getting the most out of partners.
He's like one of the best broadcasters in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good at this stuff. It's sad in a way, but whatever. When we come back, let's talk about Austin Booker. Next, here on The Score.
Natural
a torque bomb.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
On third down and long for Ewers, still looking for his first completion. That ball's loose. It is out. It is the Bears that have it. Power Eccles ends up with it. And it was Austin Booker who made the impact to knock it away from Ewers again.
Hit a long arm. He fell, and I kept rushing. He didn't decide to throw it away, so I gave it another two steps and then reached out for the ball.
Austin Booker with a great day on Sunday for the Bears, was in the backfield, was causing havoc, was doing all the stuff that you would like to see a young player develop into. So it was great to see him do that. And I know that there's been a bunch of breakdown of his tape. Like, you know, our friends, like Nate Tice, for example, like if we started to break down his tape and be like, hey, you know, this is something that's good. There's development going on.
From last year to this game specifically?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Interesting. I didn't see that from Nate Tice. I dig it. Ben Johnson was thrilled with the game, at least verbally, you know, talking about it, said he was a factor the entire game. We had a conversation yesterday, you and I, Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to Spiegel and Holmes, by the way, talking about Austin Booker. Hi. Hello. Talking about Austin Booker. And I was questioning whether he's a fit for Dennis Allen's defense, because historically Dennis wants guys with a bigger base who can set the edge in the run game and still rush the passer as ends. But this morning, man, it was some hot football talk this morning on the morning show.
Well, yeah, Brad Biggs was on it.
And then Dave Wanstead came by and was in studio. So it was like Wani and Biggsy and Mully. And yeah. I was like, oh,
That's quality football.
Inject this into my football veins. Like, let's go. So this very concept of Austin Booker fitting in to what Dennis Allen does on defense came up. And Dave Wanstead, who's been very good all offseason, talking about the nuances between Matt Eberflus's 4-3 and Dennis Allen's 4-2 nickel, more likely.
4-2-5.
Wani was real good on talking about how Austin Booker can still have a place.
When you are rushing four guys, you got to have, which is basically what I've done my whole career. I mean, we would mix in blitz 15%, but not 25 like Dennis has done traditionally. Okay. Yep. But when you're rushing four, you better have guys like Charles Haley, Leon Lett, Russell Maryland, and so forth. Guys that are going to win one-on-one battles. I don't care who you're going against. We're going to win, okay? Jason Taylor's of the world. Trace Armstrong, those type of guys. But if you are going to pressure a lot, you can get by because now you're not one-on-one basically beating guys. Everybody's now on a half a man or a gap or you're moving. You know what I mean? So the scheme really on third down, not on first down when they're going to pound a run, but on third down, Booker really fits, I think, what Dennis wants to do because he's going to mix in enough pressures that this guy is going to have angles on offensive linemen. He's going to be outside, inside, moving, and that's what he does, you know? So I think there's a place for him.
So interesting. Want to know what you thought of that? It got me thinking about when you're Dennis Allen, you're scheming pressure, all this, a lot of times you're going to end up with an Austin Booker or somebody else on half a guy, as he says it, or on a guy that's leaning in a certain way that maybe the pressure's not on Austin to beat a great tackle on his own quite as much.
Couple things, and I feel like I have to throw this out a lot. It is preseason, okay? So 3 sacks in a game is outstanding, is unbelievable production. It's still a preseason game against a team that I think is not interested in winning football. But we'll get to that later on once the season starts.
Yeah, because I grant that in full. I'm more interested in the X's and O's and like the concepts that Lonnie's throwing out there.
I mean, he's on it on how you can create mismatches with different body types. My thing is, I don't think that Dennis Allen would just, you know, move him down like the board because he doesn't fit if he actually is capable of being a productive pass rusher. Sure, he might not look like the type of body that you ordinarily have in that position, but if he goes, hey, like, this guy's got some skills and we can use that in certain situations. Austin Booker was a project. He was probably should have stayed in college one more year. And I imagine he would have been at least a second round pick this season had he done that. So there's a lot of people who believe that he's just now scratching the surface of the ability that people could project out a couple years ago and be like, you know, look at that guy. Ooh, he's got all the things. Will he put it all together is the question. And so to me, I don't know that he could have fallen into better hands from a development standpoint than Dennis Allen coming in.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I think that's right. And I think that what we can look at with him is going to be snap counts and situations. He doesn't have to be a fully formed three-down defensive end who fits in a Dennis Allen dream situation. He doesn't have to be that guy.
And that's what's beautiful about that defense is he will figure out ways to create pressure when he has to. And the thing is that Dennis Allen, from a percentage standpoint, is not Brian Flores. Like, it's just not – I know that – I think Caleb had called him like the – like one of the kings of zero blitzing or whatever. And that's not what he is. That's what, and that's really not what Flores is either.
No, but. But what they have similarly is creating confusion on every single play.
Yes. And that's why, like, I love, it's a small thing. And maybe I'm the only one who was fascinated by it, but the idea of Kyler Gordon being listed on the Bears depth chart as defensive back.
I don't think you're the only one fascinated by it. I think this is part of the nuance of Dennis Allen that we can embrace. Because, like, yeah, he's going to show you crazy pressure, but not always necessarily bring it.
It might, and it can also be he's sending 4 guys. You just don't know which 4.
Then that's what Flores does all the time.
Right?
Because, like, he doesn't get burned on the back end that much.
The idea is like, oh, we're sending the house. Like, we're sending 6. We're sending 7. No. We're sending 4, and on this play, Montez happens to drop out.
Right.
And he's replaced by Kyler Gordon, or whatever. Like, that's where I think that you have to give Dennis Allen credit, because he has been one of those guys that's made offenses confused. You know, the offenses are making their mic calls, and then Dennis Allen's like, gotcha, bitch. And has changed the defense on you.
Uh-huh.
So you don't know what your assignment is. And let's hope that that is going to help generate more pressure. More pressure on the quarterback, not pressure as a stat, but more pressure on the quarterback because he doesn't know where everyone's supposed to be.
Was it Andrew Billings who was in coverage for the Bears against the Browns and Joe Flacco? Do I have that right? You remember that?
Yeah.
Because, like, it was it
and
on,
he was like, I what am I doing out here? We never practiced this, and why am I out here?
Right. So, because you were talking about, like, linemen falling into coverage every once in a while because he's bringing 4 guys. It's just not the 4 that you're thinking. And that just flashed into my head. But, no, I think this is the important stuff. I think you have an understanding of it. Guys like Alex Brown, who we've talked to and played for Dennis Allen, have a good understanding of it. And I thought Wani right there, just kind of reminding you, like, and it's partially for me, man. Like, I get caught up thinking, well, you know, Austin Booker doesn't really fit in what Dennis Allen wants to do. I said it yesterday. Then I hear Wani this morning. I'm like, Dennis Allen, if he sees a really good talent, he's going to find a way to use him.
That's the thing.
That's the coaching thing.
His resume leads you to believe that if someone has value in his scheme, the body type doesn't matter. It's a good place to start. Like, you want to start with what the coach wants, ideally.
Yeah.
But he also has to look around and go, how can I make this a productive defense? And if you got someone like that that you feel like is skilled and just needs a little bit of coaching up, it works out.
I like when you watch television that is sports related and report on what you have found out.
It's pretty much all I watch. It's sports related television and sci-fi is pretty much what I'm watching. I watch the Bills Hard Knocks.
That's the opponent this week for the Bears.
It is. So the Bears are probably going to end up on next week's Hard Knocks.
Okay.
Bill's Hard Knocks first episode was way better than the Bears one. Let me tell you why next here on The Score.
And then escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hard Knocks.
This year, the Buffalo Bills are the team for Hard Knocks. A lot of people were down on the first episode of Hard Knocks, and I get it. Like, it's actually kind of cool now to not like Hard Knocks. I watched it, and I had forgotten. Like, we brought it up in the media. I was like, does anyone remember that Hard Knocks was back? And no one did. But I watched it last night because there was no Cubs to watch, and I was keeping an eye on the White Sox. I was like, oh, let's see what's going on Hard Knocks. I really liked the first episode of Hard Knocks.
The Bills, the first episode of the Bills on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
What'd you like about it?
There's the perfunctory stuff like, hey, let's get to meet this guy. There's some of that to it. But what I like about it, and one of the things that they got right here, and I get it, with a rookie quarterback, you're not going to do this. Josh Allen is all over that thing. He is all over it. And he's the first clip, like immediately. It's like, hey, you know, hit the marker and say you're Josh Allen. This is your first Hard Knocks interview.
Yeah.
He does that. And
superstar, NFL superstar.
MVP. You know, like this guy is that guy, right? Like the MVP level player is there on Hard Knocks talking to you about the importance of camp. They are one of five. They're one of five teams that still go away to camp. So it felt more like the Hard Knocks that we're used to.
Because the isolation of camp. Uh-huh.
But he walked us through like all of the stuff. And they talked about Thurman Thomas was on the first episode too. Like that was kind of fun. Him basically being like, hey, the defense was better than the offense today in the middle of the team huddle and seeing people's reaction to it. I liked it. I haven't seen the second episode yet, but that'll be tonight, right? Like that'll drop tonight.
That'll be tonight, and then next week should have the Bears, as you were mentioning. So why did you think it was better than the Bears one from last year?
Because, well, there's a couple of reasons, but the main one is the star of the actual team is inside of the process of this. It wasn't like, oh, can we get a glimpse of Caleb? It was, no, there's Josh. He's going to tell you what happened in practice today. Uh-huh. He's going to tell you how he feels about the whole thing. They did. It was funny, though, because they did have an ice cream montage. And I was like, oh, that's straight out of the Bears Hard Knocks playbook.
But I'm laughing because last year's usage of the star in Caleb Williams was almost always in the presence of Matt Eberflus.
Correct. And it was all about like who was around him versus us really getting to know him. And look, at this point, Josh is polished. You know, like he and Haley are polished. They shared some of their wedding photos and all this stuff. And it was great. It just felt as genuine as something like that could feel. That's what it felt like.
Interesting. Yeah, I think looking back on the Bears version of it, it was so obviously an attempt to help Matt Eberflus have the glow up. Mm-hmm. You know, like they decided how can we lean on, you know, NFL films to have our narrative there. And then that ended up being a big part of it.
And like you had guys like Damar Hamlin on there, and Tre'Darius White was hysterical. Because he had been away from the team. He was drafted by Buffalo. He had been away, and he came back. And watching people react to him was awesome. So he went to the ice cream shop, and now he's like, hey, I usually get two warm cookies with my sundae, and they remembered that. And so he was going around going, we need to make this an item on the menu. So he bought like a whole bunch of them, and then started giving them out to all the fans that were there. It was funny. There was one weird part, though, Speaks.
A texter has already jumped in and wanted to get your opinions on exactly this.
I was a little uncomfortable with the fact that the Deion Dawkins is out here drifting with his children.
You want first?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Which car you want to drive?
I'll
in the white one?
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
There's my baby.
Oh, my God.
So drifting is when you're just like flying, you're hauling ass in the car in his little private space that he has here, and you go to make your turn, but you're going so fast that the entire car just kind of like, woo, it just like scoots sideways.
You fishtail it, you pop the clutch, you hit the emergency brake, and you can, you know, make shapes and stuff. There's a whole movie about it called Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, but he's got a six-year-old in a passenger seat.
I was concerned, because at first when he brought it up, I was like, oh, the kids are going to watch their dad drift, right? Like, that's what they're going to do? Oh, okay. Not my thing, but all right. And it was like, no, no, no. He put his little adorable kid. They are beautiful children. And the helmets didn't quite fit right. These kids are too young to be sitting in the front seat of a car that's not drifting. And he got him out there drifting. And I was like, ooh, this – I'm not a parent, Speaks.
Yeah.
I don't have any kids.
This means that you could be a parent, though.
It struck me as being not safe.
See, when people say, well, I'm not a parent, and they advocate, like, recklessness, they lose a little cred. When you say you're not a parent and then you advocate for caution, I'm like, "That's we need more of you. That's okay. We're going to head." Didn't Byron Pringle essentially get arrested in a Bears offseason for this? I mean, I know he was...
But that's different.
Because he's doing donuts in a parking lot.
Yeah, in Deion's defense, he has got he is a trained driver, number one.
Okay.
Number two, it is a rented out space where they can do drift stuff.
Okay,
with Byron Pringle, he's doing it in a parking lot. People could be walking by.
Yeah, like, yeah. So he's got that. I get that. All right, so it's different. But in the video that I saw, there are structures. Like, here's a garage.
Yes.
Like, he could easily go into the garage. Or, you know, the car could roll over several times.
I was struck by how dangerous of an activity it seemed like, and I was like, wow, one, I can't believe the Bills allow him to do it.
Seriously.
Two, I can't believe he put his children in the car. But I digress. I'll come back for tonight's episode, and I want to see what's going to happen. But yeah, and maybe I'm off on this, and maybe it's a totally safe thing to do.
No, but that makes me uncomfortable.
It made me uncomfortable last night. But so far, Bill's Hard Knocks better than Bears Hard Knocks.
Noted.
Just in case you care.
We're giving away a pair of general admission passes to Riot Fest on Friday the 19th of September. The acts on Friday include Blink 182, Alkaline Trio, Rilo Kiley, The Pogues, Weird Al Yankovic, and more. That's awesome. When we do the giveaway, be caller 6 to 312-540-0670. We're not doing it just yet. September 19th to the 21st, 2025, at Douglas Park in Chicago. We will be giving away those tickets a little bit later on.
When we come back, the Cubs have a big series in Toronto. Someone from this show is going to it. Next, here on The Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.